This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. The Russian hack attack. It's a story that just is not going away. Now the president saying, while he's still in office, expect an investigation, a full investigation into it, and action to be taken based on the belief that the Russians interfered with the election. But this president is on his way out. So while the president-elect is on a big thank-you tour visiting Pennsylvania and thanking the crowd for their support, the current president was busy taking down the Russians and vowing to strike Russia for the election hacking. He says he will and must take action. The U.S. must do that. In response to cyber interference with what we do in the United States to elect our officials, Obama told NPR that the U.S. is going to respond at the time and place of our choosing. He said some of the response might be explicit and publicized, and some may not. He said, I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action. Obama, by the way, on the hacking intel, said he thought Hillary would win. The Obama White House knew about Russian hacking in the summer of 2015, but kept quiet about it because they thought Clinton would win anyway, and they didn't want to risk a cyber war with our Cold War foe. Wow. They thought she was going to win, so they sat on it, so they're complicit in sitting on it, if this is true. Obama himself mentioned, speaking to Vladimir Putin in an interview that I just told you about on NPR, he said, Mr. Putin is well aware of my feelings about this because I spoke to him directly about it. Obama is out on January 20th, but has requested intelligence agencies submit a report to him on the hacking before he leaves office, suggesting, although a counter move could come at any time, it's likely to happen while Obama is commander-in-chief. President-elect Trump has downplayed any role by Russia, saying it's not been proved, and he signaled a much more friendly relationship with Vladimir Putin, than the one that the current president has. So if you believe what I just said, then that means you can blame the current president. So he was willing to bet America on a cyber war with Russia. But if, and like I said, if that's true, it means he could have jumped into that. They could have jumped into that a year before and did not. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hi, Everett.
Hi. I just think the Democrats are sore losers.
Sore losers. Yeah, it doesn't matter now. It's over.
And a big hurrah to the Queen of Country, Dolly Parton, for doing that telethon for the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, her heart and soul is there, but still, she got a lot of people to be involved in that telethon with her, and it's really helping a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. You know, nice celebrity there. Actually,
yep,
doing
I agree.
Something.
Yep.
And are you good at any trivia?
I am good at some trivia. What's your trivia question?
Well, you can't cheat and go on a computer. Can you name the only NFL teams that have never been to a Super Bowl?
The only NFL teams that have never been to a Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl?
Never been to a Super Bowl.
Never been to a Super Bowl is different than never won, because I was going to say, when you first said that, I would have said in the, you know, the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl, but they haven't won it. There are a bunch of teams that haven't won a Super Bowl. I can name those teams. You know, like I said, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Jags, the I mean, that's so easy. This is a trick question. The Falcons, the Cardinals, the Panthers. There's like there's at least 13 teams that have, I know it. I know there's like 13 teams because I've talked about this before on the air. Never been to a Super Bowl. I would say, okay, don't tell me because I'm going to think about this. Well, the lousy Browns.
Yeah.
The Jags, the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mentioned them in the other one, right. Too. The Texans, it would have to be the Texans because you think of how long the Texans have been around, so I know their record. There's one other team in the Midwest. I'm gonna take a shot at it because I'm always bagging on them, and they had one of the greatest running backs ever in Barry Sanders. I'm going to say the Detroit Lions.
You're right.
Wow. That's really, you know, that's just the process of elimination because, you know, you saw how the Lions were. They always had the woulda, shoulda, coulda teams. So that makes sense. Yeah. And the other with the expansion and teams bouncing there, that's a big, you know, the Oilers left and then they got the Texans and all that. Yeah, that's a great trivia question, though.
It is. I ask people that all the time, and you'd be surprised how many people don't know.
And I bet you most people think at first like what I did where you're saying win, but it's not win. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that's a good one.
Anyways. How bad? No matter how bad your NFL team is, at least you're not a Cleveland Browns fan.
I know. I think about that all the time. When I read a score or look at a score for Cleveland, I think, boy, that is rough for the mistake by the lake. Those people should be glad that the Cavaliers won and that the Indians came oh so close because the Browns are in big trouble. They have to really turn that franchise around, so that's so funny. So Everett's right, the thought of the day. Thank you. That trivia question was great. So if you are feeling bummed about your team, and Everett, of course, Seattle, man, they just pummeled the Rams, but they should have done that. If you're feeling bad about your team, he's right. There are teams that are worse, like the Browns. The Browns. There's not much hope for the Brownies at all. Except for massive changes, but that's the problem. Then you make massive changes, you're not building on anything. They have a, you know, hole as far as quarterback is concerned. And anyway, so that was interesting. The feds extended the health care deadline, in case you haven't heard that, to the 19th. Excuse me, they're saying that they're, cough on cue, that there's been a mad rush to get everything in, so they pushed the deadline further away because people are calling in and they're trying to log on to healthcare.gov and they can't get through. And so even though millions of people have signed up for coverage and tens of thousands are in the process, they're pushing it, giving people more time than not being able to get them all processed. And that's not a surprise. I would have bet that they would have done that because this happened last year. It happened last year where people were trying to get in. They couldn't get in. And, you know, what were they going to do? Sad note, Craig Sager, broadcaster who I met once, wore really crazy, wild, funny clothes. When I say funny, just really loud suits. NBA sideline reporter for Turner Sports died Thursday at the age of 66. He's battling a rare form of cancer for more than 2 years. He had undergone all kinds of chemo and other treatments. He worked 26 seasons as a sideline reporter on those NBA broadcasts. Movies coming up next.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama. And fantasy.
It's time to go to the movies. You know, when you take those breaks, this is when you might motor out to go see something on the big screen. I mean, does this really need an introduction? We saw what happened last year with Star Wars. J.J. Abrams did, I think, just a great job. Now we've got Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. Here's a little sneak peek of that.
Whatever I do, I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
Rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire.
I think you might be able to help us.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
It appears he is critical to the development of the super weapon.
If my father built this thing, we need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue One.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have?
We have hope.
Rebellions are built on hope.
You have no idea we're coming.
Take hold of this moment.
includes Felicity Jones, Forrest Whitaker, Diego Luna. Some of these people you would recognize if you don't even recognize. If you don't recognize their name, you'll recognize their faces. $200 million budget on Rotten Tomatoes, which is an aggregate site where they take a whole bunch of different ratings and mix them all up. 84%. So another time of conflict. These heroes band together, want to steal the plans to the star, the ultimate weapon of destruction. And of course, movie theaters have a zillion times that they're showing it. It's going to be packed, and it's going to absolutely make up its budget because anything Star Wars just explodes. We move from that to something you've heard a little bit of here on America Tonight. We've been running some spots for this. It's called Collateral Beauty.
We're here to connect. Love, time, death. Now, these three things connect every single human being on Earth. We long for love. We wish we had more time. And we fear death.
Did you lose a child, Howard?
Howard is a brilliant, creative, charismatic guy. He used to love life. Right now, he hates it.
I try to talk to him. I try to reach him, and he's not there.
I miss him.
He writes letters.
Who are they to?
Howard doesn't write letters to people. He writes to things. Time. Love. Death.
Kids write letters to Santa Claus. It doesn't mean they're crazy.
No, this is therapeutic. Who did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter to Death.
Nice to meet you. Ben Charmed, I'm sure.
People write letters to the universe all the time. Most don't get a personal response. But you are...
I don't want this. I'm time.
I'm a gift. And you're wasting it.
You're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm having conversations.
I am love.
Don't try and live without me, Howard.
I saw you in her eyes when she called me daddy, and you betrayed me.
I'm the reason for everything.
If you can accept that, then maybe you get to live again.
He's reaching out to the cosmos for answers.
There's so much more at stake here than you even understand.
Given a gift, this profound connection to everything. Just look for it. I promise you, it's there. The collateral beauty.
All right, so Collateral Beauty is about, as it's, I think, pretty much laid out for you, a successful ad exec, Will Smith plays him, has a tragedy. He retreats basically from life. So concerned friends try to reconnect him somehow. He gets these answers from the universe by writing letters to, as you heard there, love, time, and death. His notes bring these responses. Keira Knightley's in it. Kate Winslet's in it. Helen Mirren's in it. Ed Norton is in this as well. I think it'll find its audience. It's 1 hour, 37 minutes, PG-13. I think there's going to be people will go and see that. And if not, it'll stream well for sure on Netflix or Redbox. Pick it up at Redbox or wherever, probably 6 months down the line. All right, we move to our last film, and it is called Manchester by the Sea.
If you could take one guy to an island with you and you knew you'd be safe because he was the best man, he was going to keep you happy, if it was between me and your father, who would you take?
My daddy.
I didn't think you were wrong about that. Hello, this is Lee.
What happened to my brother? So that's Lee Chandler.
Understand.
Which part are you having trouble with?
Well, I can't be his guardian.
Well, your brother provided for your nephew's upkeep.
I think
the idea was that you would relocate.
Relocate to where?
Well, if you look, it was my impression that you'd spent a lot of time here.
I swear. I'm just a backup.
Lee, nobody can appreciate what you've been through. And if you really feel you can't take this on, you know, that's your right.
Where are we going, to the orphanage?
Shut up.
Get the car. Can't obey your orders until you unlock the door.
Whatever you decide, he can always stay with us if he wants to come up weekends.
Does he want to be his guardian?
Well,
he doesn't want to be my guardian, for Christ's sake.
Got a house. We're trying to lose some kids at this point.
Hello?
Hello, Lee? I just wanted to call and say I'm sorry. How's Patrick doing?
Well, he doesn't really open up with me. Do you actually have sex with these girls?
Strictly basement business.
What does that mean?
It means I'm working on it.
You don't want to be my guardian? That's fine with me. Not that. It's just the logistics.
All my friends are here. I got two girlfriends, and I'm in a band. You're a janitor in Quincy. What the hell do you care where you live?
A lot of terrible things to you.
My heart was broken, and I know yours is broken too.
No, you don't understand. There's nothing there.
That's not true.
I think there's something wrong with me.
Do you want me to call your friends?
No.
What do you want me to do? I'm not gonna bother you. I'm gonna just sit here until you calm down.
All right, I'm calming it.
Would you please just go away?
I know.
All right, so Manchester by the Sea, pretty explanatory. A brother's heart gives out, and now another brother is named the Guardian. This one's gotten some pretty good ratings. It's a rated R, 2 hours, 17 minutes, a little bit long. You spend some time in the theater. Casey Affleck is in it, Michelle Williams, Kyle Chandler. Oh, I like him. Remember Friday Night Lights? Gretchen Mol's in it as well. I think it's going to do pretty decent at the box office, actually. Remember, send us your cheap movie reviews if you go and see one of them. AmericaTonight.net. Coming up, Mailbag, and We Can Count.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is
negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation, unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Once again, the email is full, full, full. Lot of different kinds of stories on your mind. So let's jump into the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I got this one from Eric who says, Kate, I just happened to see this earlier in the day, but how about a judge ordering the president-elect to sit for a deposition in January? Have you seen that story? I have seen that story. Here's what the deal is. He's going to have to be in the witness chair for questioning on this contractual dispute with a celebrity chef. Jose Andreas is his name. This judge ruled that he has to do this deposition the first week of January, and it could last for a long time. I mean, it could last for a whole day, basically. Trump sued Andreas for breach of contract after he backed out of a plan for a restaurant in Trump's new luxury hotel in Washington. The chef claimed that he canceled plans for the project after Trump made disparaging remarks about Mexicans during the presidential campaign. So Trump's attorneys had agreed to his deposition in New York City, but they were trying to limit the length and the scope of the questioning, arguing that he's just not any apex deponent. He's the president-elect. But the judge didn't care. He said that limiting the examination would be too prejudicial to the defense team's right to prepare the case for trial. So how about that? I mean, that's pretty big. And Jose Andreas tweeted out, Mr. Donald Trump, can we end our lawsuits and we donate money to Veterans NGO to celebrate? Why keep litigating? Let's both of us win. But I don't think that's going to happen. So it looks like it's going to be in a lengthy deposition. Let's move from the crazy. So, Eric, thanks for pointing that story out. Yes, yes, that is a huge story, especially when he's so close to taking over the reins of the United States government. All right, let's move to this one that was pointed out to me by Owen, who says, Hi, Kate, I like the show. I know that you talked a lot about that Airbus A320 that vanished over the Mediterranean Sea in May. Remember, it was that flight from Paris to Cairo. Do you know that they're now saying they found traces of explosive material? I do know that. They're saying that they found that material. That's why they go through these lengthy examinations of these planes and stuff. Yeah, they found it on the remains of the victims of the crash. And it was, in fact, you're right, it was going from Paris to Cairo when it slammed into the Mediterranean Sea. It had about 66 people on board. details have been starting to come out about that flight, but they were hard-pressed to say that before. So the plane's cockpit voice recorder indicated there was a fire on board, and they tried to put it out before it plunged to the sea. So there you go. Now saying there's an explosive, that explains that. However, the explosives were rigged, whatever happened there, that's going to be the curious thing, because that would have explained the fire and what happened as they were desperately trying to do something to save that flight. All right, let's move to the weather, shall we? Because a lot of you sent me notes about the weather. I got this one from Mindy, who said, Kate, when you say, you crack me up and you say, oh, it's pretty cold, that's what we deal with. It is freezing, sister. What do you mean, pretty cold? It is awful. I can tell you do not live in a snowy area. I'll tell you what, I'm in Oregon, and it's brutal. Trying to get through the roads, the snow out there, people spinning out, craziness. I feel like I barely made it home on 26 the other night. Yeah, spin-outs are the worst, aren't they? So, and it was in the metro area, I guess, that was pretty bad. Snow really muffed up a lot of public transportation. The roads were brutal. People got stuck on school buses. You know, it was just nuttiness. And that's what happened. I mean, they had avalanches, and some of these highways were pretty brutal. I got another one about that. This one from Jennifer, who says, Kate, oh my gosh, you do not want to be in New York City right now. New York City, every time I go out and go to work, and I just have to go basically city block-wise, maybe 10 blocks. I'd rather Uber it. It's awful how freezing cold it is, and they say it's going to get worse. And mostly, a lot of it is because of the wind. Yeah, so they were saying in New York Central Park, I saw the weather. I just happened to see the weather this morning. They were saying 50-mile-an-hour winds, and then, of course, that's the key. You put the wind, as we all know, with cold temperatures, and it's nasty, right? You know that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside? Baby, It's Nasty Outside. So 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds, snow, ooh, nasty combination. And then I got one more. This one was from Gary in Minnesota. Kate, oh, it is so freaking cold in Soda. Oh, I know that your studio is there, but I don't think you broadcast out of the main studios. It's unbelievable, the temperatures. I cannot tell you. I can't imagine going out without everything bundled up to the 10th degree. It's just that cold. Yeah, that's when you don't want to be, where's my gloves? Where's my scarf? Where's that coat I was going to pull out? That's why people in the Midwest, for all of you listening in the Midwest, you know, and people in Oregon and places where you get these cold temperatures, you got to make the switch, right? While the rest of us might be lollygagging and switching out winter from fall clothes or summer or whatever, you're not doing that because there's no room for error, right? No possibility. In fact, you know, it's interesting. When I lived in the Northeast, I didn't used to think about this, but then I started to because people would get stranded. And I put blankets in the back, you know, in the trunk, blankets and an extra coat and stuff. And I'm glad I did because there were a couple of times where I got stuck on an expressway and it was freezing. And I don't care what you have in your car. I mean, I don't care what you have on. If you run out of gas or you have to jump out of that car or something happens, forget it. You know, you gotta figure out a way to get there. I mean, now we have, of course, we have their cells and everything else, but there's not much people can do when you're just log jammed. You know, when you're just locked into the traffic. All right, let's move to another one. This is one I got from Hal, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Yahoo and the hacked accounts. Gosh, I can't even imagine that people would want to mess around with Yahoo anymore. Just read the website. I don't know why you would want to have your mail through Yahoo. That is awful. These security breaches affecting a billion accounts. So that's like a gold mine for whoever hacked into it. It's brutal for the people who have their accounts on Yahoo, though, because imagine how they're exploiting that. Yeah, really, you want to talk about exploiting it? No kidding. They say that they've got, that you should put a freeze on your credit report Because hackers who have these credentials try to open a credit card in your name. That totally makes sense. And then, of course, what are they going to do? Run it up to the max. And then you're stuck. And you have no idea. You know, when you get on the phone with somebody and you have no idea what they're talking about with your credit. And then it turns out that's exactly what happened. So there's ways where they open it up quickly. That's it. I mean, it's cybercrime, of course. And think about, the rich data mining they can do. If they've hacked a billion accounts, oh, that is the worst. There's just too much there that they can mess with. They can find the kind of accounts that they, you know, that they want. So yes, I agree. I do not have a Yahoo account, but I would not be excited if I did have one. Okay, let's go to another one. Let's move to this one. This one is from Ken. Kate, I have emailed you several times. I'm emailing you again. I like the show. I listen to it sometimes on playback. You've talked about that. I do that with TuneIn. You mentioned TuneIn. Yeah. And I saw this story. I wondered if you saw this or not. Did you see this story about The Rock? And the fact that he's just like in this incredible shape, and we know that. And there was a woman that I happened to see on the Today Show, and it's interesting where people get their inspiration. I know you talk to the CEO from Nutrisystem every month, but it's interesting to see where people get their inspiration, because a woman that was on the Today Show said that she was inspired to lose 100+ pounds because of The Rock, with the whole strength training thing. Yeah, I did see a clip of that. Her name is Nina Gibson, and she was on the Today Show. She was talking about losing the weight, 115 pounds. That's a whole person. And said that she went from a size 26 to a size 8, and that she was struggling with her workouts, but when she would go to the gym, she just couldn't get into it. And so then she said The Rock, you know, just motivated her in listening to what he was saying about working out and getting in shape. And so what's really kind of cool about that is, I guess, Dwayne Johnson heard her story. Oh, she lost 115 pounds, and, you know, he was the inspiration that pushed her, that just his message resonated, and he tweeted out to her, "Nina is such an inspiration to so many, myself included. Keep up the great work." And that's pretty cool. She said she thought it was awesome. Like I said, that is a lot of weight. You know, it's a lot of weight to lose. And you go through the holidays, you get to the beginning of the year, and that's when people jump on programs. Traditionally, as Dawn Zier has told us from Nutrisystem, that's when people really hop on board. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can email me at americatonight.net. Coming up next, it's all about numbers, and we can count.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a takeaway. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean it won't get better. Just keep on listening to Jet to the Zoo, and maybe you'll find a way to change.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talk about numbers, right? So we look at numbers, and there's some really big, juicy numbers to talk about. How about this one? And this is where we start in this edition of We Can Count. Dolly Parton did a Smoky Mountains Rise, a benefit for the People's Fund telethon, and she's raised $9 million so far, and they say it just keeps on coming. So a whole bunch of networks came together to do this. It was 20 live and pre-taped performances, so there's all kinds of people like Cyndi Lauper, Reba McEntire, Taylor Swift, Kenny Chesney, Paul Simon. It's really a big range of people got involved in this. So good for Dolly Parton, because it's so disastrous what happened in the Smoky Mountains. And it kind of gives me, well, it doesn't kind of, it gives me a chance to tell you, I've said this before, you can go to the Dollywood Foundation if you want to donate something. They even have a one-time $10 donation, and you can text that to Dolly 25 to 501501. I think it's incredible that all those people came together and, again, jumped on that. And thank goodness, because that's exactly what those people need. I mean, you're talking about rebuilding, and too many people lost their lives, and the stories are so sad. All right, let's move on in another direction when we talk about numbers. And this number's interesting. You know, the lives of the Cousteau family are always so intriguing to people, because you think of Jacques Cousteau, and how many times, I mean, here's an interesting question. How many times did this guy go out on a journey and hit the water and go underwater? Well, now, And the answer is thousands. There's your number. They don't even know. I tried to find that out. But anyway, The Aquatic World with Philippe Cousteau is next. And it's the last stop on what they call the Voyage of the Venerable Desiree and what remains of the Conch Shell 2 in the Red Sea. And what it is, if you don't know what it is, it's this habitat for ocean life. And Team Cousteau launched it, and it was an underwater, basically, facility. So they had research dives, they had experiments on underwater human habitation, because, you know, they've talked about that before. I guess the lack of sunlight leads to some crazy things on the human psyche. So after years of pulling that together and doing it, it's like, okay, there's something that's really tough about doing this, and we're not doing this anymore. This is good. This is our last one. And if you haven't seen it, it's really intriguing. It's worth looking it up. Because like I said, think of the Cousteau family and how, you know, Jacques Cousteau, how many voyages he took. And you can't, and the answer is, in a segment where we're talking about numbers, you really can't even measure it. You really can't measure it, which is crazy to think about. All right, so we move on from underwater adventures to our next story on the IRS. How about the Hatch report that shows about the IRS? They spent, the staff spent more than $1.4 million on travel. You know, we live in the era, I'm just saying, we live in the era of Zoom, Skype. I've done a Skype keynote speech. So why all the travel? I get that there would be some. But according to this report from the Senate Finance Committee staff, 27 employees of the IRS traveled for 125 business days or more during 2015. The cost, $1.4 million. So Utah Republican Senator, of course, Senator Orrin Hatch, the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, sent a letter to the IRS pointing out that the staff was not following federal travel rules and they would have to cut costs, and added that the IRS was allowing exceptions to its internal rules about travel for executives. So, and what were the rules? Like, I mean, there's crazy things. Like, for example, in one case, an employee had an 11-month lease on a Chicago apartment that cost, you ready for this? Okay, so let's say he has to really be in Chicago, or she. The apartment cost $4,605 a month. Then six of the employees had laundry and dry cleaning expenses of over $500. I mean, are you kidding me? Then they were saying, so luxury apartment, black car service, Amtrak Acela rides. And Hatch said, you know, this just cannot continue. I would agree. There's got to be a way to shrink that number. Yes, there has to be travel. Yes, there you have to have hotels if you're traveling. But $1.4 million, what is the work that's being done? That's what I would want to know, too. What specifically are we talking about? Now, if we're talking about meetings that could be done virtually, classes that can be taught virtually, regionally, come on. I mean, give me a break on that. And, of course, anytime anything comes up with the IRS, look, you know, that's going to make news. Let's move to this. Britain okays making kids, babies, from the DNA of three people in special cases. So Britain's fertility regulator approved some controversial techniques allowing doctors to create babies using DNA from three people. It's pretty historic, I would say. And what they're talking about is parents at a high risk of having a child with a life-threatening disease might have the chance to have healthy, genetically related child. Because, you know, there are a small number of kids that inherit potentially fatal diseases from their mother. So they have these new procedures that they're doing. And last year, England changed its law to permit scientists to modify eggs or embryos. And they think that this is, I mean, this is such a big, unique procedure, but they think a lot of people will jump on it. So DNA, there's your number. DNA of three people, what a unique possibility. And then that would change some of those, like I said, inherited diseases. All right, speaking of DNA, JonBenet Ramsey, the little girl, the DNA retesting, they're ordering it on key evidence, and it could open that case. And they did this with this new technology. And you think about that. We're going back to 1996, the Christmas murder of the six-year-old beauty queen in the basement of the Colorado mansion where she and her family lived. Boulder police and prosecutors confirmed that a series of DNA tests using this new technology on this key evidence, including using it on the long johns that she wore that night, that because they found flaws in it before, that this could be a complete game changer. So the district attorney and the Boulder police chief said that they and their staff discussed the flaws in the previous testing. And so how about that? They're going to do this. You know, there have been all kinds of rumors and conclusions as to what, you know, what happened there. But I think that using the new technology, let's see what they come up with. Let's see what happens there. All right, let's move on to another story concerning numbers. And this one is the fact that the Fed, and we know this is big, raised key interest rates and actually foresees, and this is pretty big, three hikes in 2017, because we haven't had this. So Janet Yellen, that's what's being said that we're going to see another increase in the federal fund rates now. The increase is between 0.50% and 0.75%, and that was expected, but there is a prospect of it going up a couple times, like I just said. So, you know, Trump has been pretty critical of Yellen during the campaign when he was running for president. Now he's president, and I would assume her term ends early in 2018. If that's the case, then he would replace her, because that's what the president can do. And with him winning the election, that's changed the economic forecast, and the projected three rate increases next year would be followed by another three increases in 2018 and 2019 before the rate levels off at a long run normal 3.0%. So how about that? So big changes ahead. All right, thanks so much, as always, for listening to this version of what we like to call the little show that could, America Tonight.
It's a magic number somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity. You'll get three. It's a magic number. In the past, in the present, the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart, in the brain, in the body, you'll get
three. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.